Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship at St. John's. Let us rise and make our confession before our God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open and all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you, and for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the peace of the risen Christ be with you this day and forevermore.
In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Spirit, Lord, we come. We're gathered together to lift up your name, to call on our Savior, to fall on your grace.
Hear the joyful sound of our offering. Let your saints bow down as your people sing. With you lifted on your wings, and the world will see that our God saves. Our God saves. There is hope in your name.
In the name of the Father, of the Son, in the name of the Spirit, Lord, we come. We're gathered together to lift up your name, to call on our Savior, to fall on your grace.
Hear the joyful sound of our offering as your saints bow down, as your people sing. We will rise with you, lifted on your wings, and the world will see that our God saves. Our God saves. There is hope in your name. Morning turns to songs of praise. Our God saves. Our God joyful sound of our offering as your saints bow down, as your people sing. We will rise with you lifted on your wings, and the the world will see that. Yes, the world will see that. Our God saves.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Father, dwelling in majesty and mystery, renewing and fulfilling creation by your eternal Spirit, and revealing your glory through our Lord Jesus Christ, cleanse us from doubt and fear, and enable us to worship you with your Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, living and reigning, now and forever. Amen.
Our first lesson this morning comes from Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with a seed in it." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with a seed in it. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days, and for years, and let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth." And so it was. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky." So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves of every kind, with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, and you shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, and everything that has breath of light, I have given every green plant for food." And so it was. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. The word of the Lord. The second lesson comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Paul writes, "Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order, listen to my appeal, and agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss, and all the saints will greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you, with all of you." The word of the Lord. Here ends the lesson.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, from the 28th chapter. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. An apple. How many apples do you see? How many parts to the apple? Two? What's the parts? What if I told you there was a lot more than that? Today we talked about the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. How can God be all three at the same time? And yet he does. See if I can do this without hurting myself. How many parts do you see? Three, exactly. We have seeds, right? God the Creator, creating new things. You plant these seeds and what do you get? Apple trees, right? Then you've got this here. That's Jesus. He's around, he's with God, but he's not God. God's the seeds. Jesus is the one that saves us. Now, what about this out here? The skin. The Holy Spirit is with us each and every day. Surrounds us, just like this whole thing. But now, how many apples are there? One. Just like God, there's only one. So, you know, we don't understand how God can be three and one at the same time, and I don't understand it either, but I believe he does. Each piece of God, if you will, has a job. I'm sure that different people have different jobs at your house, but it's one house. It's one family. God the Father creates. Jesus the Son feeds us, redeems us, saves us. The Holy Spirit surrounds us, protects us, and guides us. The Trinity, explained in one way. That should be clean enough. If you want to eat it, you can. Okay, that's fine. I hope we will get... Are you sixth grade this year? Okay. Then you got one more year before confirmation, because that's 7 and 8. And we'll study the Trinity there. Men have studied it for years and years and years, and we still don't get it. How can God do this? If you look at those first, the very first Genesis lesson, where it said, the wind of God blew over the waters, the Holy Spirit. If we look at the first verses of the Gospel of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Jesus existed from the very beginning. And if you read further in that Genesis, it says, create humankind in our image. Wait a minute, if God's doing this, he says, who's us? He's talking to Jesus and to the Holy Spirit. All of that is protecting you and me and leading us forward. All right? Thanks for coming up. Have a good week. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and Jesus the Christ. Today is Trinity Sunday. But people who are dealing with the COVID virus probably got other things on their mind, and so they really don't care. On this Trinity Sunday, those young couples who've been without work for several months have got other things on their minds, and they're not worried about the Trinity either. Families who are dealing with a wayward teenager, a couple who might be headed for divorce, they don't care. Does it really matter to any of these that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? All they really want to be assured is that God is God, and that God somehow knows who they are, where they are, what they're doing, and what we need. On any given day, the doctrine of the Trinity will probably seem remote and inaccessible for each one of us. Oftentimes, it's just downright confusing and seems remote from the realities of our lives. In the wake of the killing of George Floyd and the massive outpouring of protests that sparked, not to mention that we're still coping with a pandemic that's now claimed more than 100,000 lives in the United States and countless more around the globe, the Trinity has never seemed so unimportant and irrelevant. But it's not. It's about God, our God. Another illustration, besides the apple, which is one I've liked for years, is a tree. A tree has roots that are wood. A tree has a trunk, which is wood. A tree has branches, which are wood. One wood, one substance, but three different entities. And all of that amounts to one tree. Now, what would it be like if there wasn't a Trinity, if it's not so important? Jesus told us to go and baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What would happen if we baptize people only in the name of the Father? Well, besides sounding a little awkward, it would deny the very work and person of Christ and the ongoing activity of the Spirit. It would not be the full picture of who God is. You would be immersed in the fullness of a very powerful, mysterious, and yet detached God. Well, what if we baptize in the name of Jesus? I baptize you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Then we would miss the person of God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, that part of God that is larger than we can see or understand, and is beyond our logic and reason. We would also miss the Holy Spirit, the ongoing presence of God with us each day, that skin that's around us and protects us. What if we said only, I baptize you in the name of the Holy Spirit? Well, what's missing here? Missing would be the awesomeness and creativity of God the Father and the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, who is God in human flesh. We would miss the part of God who rose from the dead to overcome our sinfulness. I really don't think we want to leave that out. The same God who is God over us as God the Father and Creator, and God with us and for us as the incarnate Word and Son, is also God in and among us as God the Holy Spirit. The head scratcher. How can that be? Jesus tells us that we cannot go out into the world without a complete God. We've been washed in our baptism into the whole being of God, whether we understand it or not. We're not disconnected from the omnipotent God as Creator, or from the redeeming work of God in the human flesh, or from the very presence of that same God in the Holy Spirit who dwells with us and among us. This is a tremendous gift for all of us to celebrate, especially for those who might be feeling detached, isolated, alone, angry, hopeless, fearful, anxious, or just plain tired of all this nonsense. Jesus did not send the church out to perform the sacrament of baptism. The world will not be fixed by merely getting everyone wet and saying the words, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's not magic. There's one thing that I think is very important and is concrete about the Trinity. It's the idea of relationship, particularly as we ourselves, this congregation, our communities, seek to move into the future that aligns more closely with what we believe deep in our heart and what we think God wants for us. It then matters a great deal that we affirm that God is inherently, undeniably relational. I won't pretend to tell you that I really understand the Trinity. And quite frankly, I don't believe people when they say they do. How is this possible? I don't know, but I believe. I do have a sense that early Christians were confronted with the fact that the reality of the God revealed in Jesus Christ, the three in one, didn't fit with any of their preconceived categories. And so all of the language that usually employed to talk about God needed to be completely redone. Here's why I think that matters. I see no path forward for us if we don't make room for and give priority to working to create space for intentional and genuine relationships with people who are different from us, people who believe differently, people who think differently, and especially people who look different from a different social and ethnic groups than our own. There's surely room and a need for protest and statements and calls to reform in our society. Just as there's room for deep reflection, honest confession, and a real penance for how we are complicit and benefit from the structures that support all this bad behavior and inequality. We each have a role to play in all this mess, but nothing in the end will change if we are not drawn into genuine, concrete, and actual relationships with persons from communities beyond our experiences and probably more importantly, beyond our comfort zone. This can be really exciting and challenging. We will come to know more people. We will see others as truly children of God, because just as we know and struggle to name God through our actual experience, as he becomes active in our lives, so also we can only know and appreciate and love and be changed by others in and through these relationships. This is the long road to not merely social change, but a vision and a reality of a community that will more closely match God's dreams for us and God's own existence as a relational being. This week's readings resonate differently and powerfully in light of the turmoil in which we find ourselves. From the first lesson, let us make humankind in our image according to our likeness. I think it's hard to hear the Genesis account of creation and not reflect on how the evil in our world is making it painfully difficult for us to see the likeness of God in those who differ from us. Our culture is at heart, should be able to take someone and be recognizable to us as one who is created in the image of God and so a fellow child of God. They may be different from us, someone we do not recognize as bearing the same dignity and rights that we take for granted. The words that offer strength and encouragement for which I long for are what I call the great promise. From Matthew 28, Jesus tells us, "And remember, I am with you always to the age of the end of the age." Jesus is with us in our heartbrokenness and our grief, in our protests and our stands, in our fear and uncertainty, in our confession and our repentance. Jesus is with us as long as Jesus is with us, we will neither lose hope nor give up. From Corinthians, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. These are the words, whether they're spoken aloud or not, that should accompany us as we leave from worship and give us guidance, encouragement, and strength sufficient for the tasks that lie ahead of us. Our God is the Trinity. God is the God of all humanity. We are one. There is only one race, the human race. Thanks be to God. Please rise. We'll profess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The offering plates have been placed at the two doors because passing the plates, there gets it all contaminated. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts. With them, we offer ourselves to your service and dedicate our lives to the care and redemption of all that you've made. For the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You call us into unity with one another and the whole creation. We now pray for our shared world. God of community, you have formed us as your church. Guide our bishops, pastors, deacons, and all the baptized in sharing your life-giving good news with all the world. Strengthen us to be bold in our proclamation. Hear us, O God. God of creation, you spoke and everything came into being. Keep speaking into our world to renew it. Show us that waterways, plant life, birds, fish, insects, and mammals are good. Hear us, O God. God of counsel, all authority belongs to you. Encourage the leaders of this fractured country and all the countries of the world to look for ways to foster peace, equality, and unity. Instill wisdom in all who work to bring justice in our society. Hear us, O God. Holy God, you created us in your image. Help us see your likeness in one another. Open our eyes to see and attend to all who face oppression and suffering. Even though we look different to each other, remind us that we were created in your image. Hear us, O God. God of compassion, you comfort us in our grief with the promise of our resurrection. Inspire us to bring hope to those who are not certain about your promises. Hear us, O God. Receive these prayers, O God, and those we hold in our hearts that are too deep for words. Amen. As we've been gathered together by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as our Lord taught us. Our Father, your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. You've been blessed by the Holy Trinity. The God who created you, the Christ who redeemed you, and the Holy Spirit who walks with you each day. You are a child of God. Amen. Now may God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with you as you leave this place. Go in his peace. Thanks be to God.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Rejoice, he wraps himself.